This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States have entered into a pact that will provide Australia with new submarines. VOA's Anita Powell has more on reaction to the so-called AUKUS deal.
Beijing has criticized the partnership and accuses Washington of provoking rivalry and confrontation. But analysts say China's aggression in the Pacific region prompted this decision. Mark Kennedy is director of the WABA Institute for Strategic Competition at the Wilson Center. He spoke to VOA on Zoom.
This is really more a response to the very aggressive military buildup that China has had, as opposed to anything we're doing that would be provoking to China.
Because the three countries are democracies, there are vocal critics, and analysts expect legislators in all three nations to probe the terms of the deal as it evolves and question its impact on sovereignty issues and government spending. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea conducted a ballistic missile launch Tuesday. It's the latest in a flurry of North Korean weapons tests and condemnations of U.S.-South Korea joint military drills that began this week. More from Bill Gallo in Seoul.
Launch came a day after North Korea said it successfully fired two strategic cruise missiles from a submarine, the first time it has claimed such a feat. Over the past year, North Korea has launched an unprecedented number of missiles. The United States and its ally South Korea have responded by increasing joint military exercises. On Monday, the two sides began 11 days of major drills, including some of their largest in 5 years. The United States and South Korea say the exercises are defensive, but North Korea views the drills as preparation to invade. Last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to take powerful and offensive steps in response to the U.S.-South Korea actions, which he said are reaching a red line. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Ethiopia and Niger in a push to engage with Africa to counter China's growing influence. Blinken will visit Addis Ababa and Niamey starting Tuesday to discuss the peace deal that ended hostilities in Ethiopia's Tigray region and counter-terrorism efforts in Niger and the Sahel more broadly. The Biden administration is allowing thousands of Ukrainians who fled their homeland when Russia invaded a year ago to stay in the U.S. longer. VOA's Tommy McNeil has that story.
The administration announced the decision Monday. The move provides relief to Ukrainians whose one-year authorization to stay in the U.S. was set to expire soon. Thousands of Ukrainians came to the U.S. last year, fleeing the brutal war sparked by Russia's invasion. The U.S. used a program called humanitarian parole as a quick way to allow thousands of people into the country. But that program is for a finite amount of time and must be renewed for people to stay longer. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
China has announced it will reopen its borders to tourists following a three-year halt during the pandemic. The AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
The move comes as China seeks to boost its tourism and economy. China is one of the last major countries to allow tourists back in. The decision to open up comes after the government announced a decisive victory over COVID-19 in February. All types of visas will resume, and a visa-free entry at some destinations has also resumed. The notice didn't specify, however, whether vaccination certificates or negative COVID-19 tests would be required. I'm Karen Chamas.
Cyclone Freddy battered southern Africa, claiming at least 68 lives in Malawi and Mozambique since it struck the continent for a second time on Saturday through Monday. It's the second time the record-breaking cyclone, which has been causing destruction in southern Africa since late February, made landfall. Israeli protesters blocked the road leading to Prime Minister's office compound on Tuesday in protest of judicial changes promoted by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's religious nationalist government. Netanyahu, a conservative who began a sixth term in December at the head of a nationalist religious coalition, says his plan to curb the Supreme Court will restore balance between the branches of government. However, critics worry that Netanyahu, who is on trial for corruption charges, seeks to subordinate the judiciary to the executive. Stock markets in Asia fell Tuesday, with shares of banks hit particularly hard following a decline in U.S. markets amid the fallout from two U.S. bank collapses. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.